Francis Chouinard, he is the conductor and the man responsible for leading an amazing orchestra symphony that is coming to Edmonton as part of the Star Wars A New Hope playing at the Jubilee Auditorium in February. Dante, welcome to Windspeaker Radio Network, Francis.
Thank you for having me.
So, you know, as a Star Wars fan myself, you know, like thousands and thousands, millions of people, you know, we grew up watching this film, and I feel like the music was just as important as the visuals itself. Would you agree?
Absolutely. In fact, I think, well, obviously there's the whole genius behind the film, but the music did play a very key role in, you know, making this film iconic. I mean, you hear those first, you know, trumpet notes at the beginning of, you know, the of every film, and you know exactly what you're in for, and it builds up such a hype for every episode that we've seen since.
You know, like the original score by John Williams performed, and so this happens in real time where you guys play with the film playing, is that right?
So yeah, the whole concept of the concert that we'll be doing so it's a cine concert. So we have a large screen that's hung right above a full symphony orchestra. We have about 74 musicians on stage that perform the entire track from start to finish, live to projection, which means me as the conductor, I'm in front of the orchestra, and I have a special monitor that I'm following the film with a click track so that everything aligns perfectly with the film.
I always wondered how these things come in sync, because I've been to a couple of these, not the Star Wars one. I went to the Bugs Bunny one, and I wondered how it comes in sync. So now I know a little bit of the behind the scenes, and I'm thankful for that. How have the fans been reacting in other cities to the concert?
The reaction is really amazing. I mean, everyone trips on all of this, because I mean, the important part also to remember is, you know, first people's impressions when they buy a ticket, they're like, oh, it's going to, maybe they either think it's just the music or somehow they think it's just the film, but it's really both. And music is the most important thing in this experience. So when you're sitting down, the music is louder than you would actually have it if you were just watching it at home. It's purposefully more present, and you end up hearing a lot more of the subtleties in John Williams' music that really have contributed to making, you know, specific places more emotional, more heroic.
Yeah, and the Philharmonic, you guys are playing with 78 musicians from the Philharmonic. How awesome has it been to play with them?
I mean, it's epic. I mean, even for me, like, conducting this, it brings me back to my childhood and hearing all of this music. And, you know, every single musician in the orchestra has such a blast playing this music, because it's a part of our history, and for all of us, it's, John Williams is really an extension of classical music tradition. You know, he was inspired by so many of the great composers, notably Holst. Some people know the Holst, The Planets, which is a really big symphonic work. And so it's actually, some musicians even say John Williams' work is even more challenging than some big classical symphonic repertoire. He doesn't make it easy, particularly for the brass players, that they're playing the entire time some quite difficult lines.
Yeah, and like John himself, he's 91 now and still with us. Have you ever had the chance to sit down and chat with him about any of this?
Unfortunately not, but that would be a dream.
Yeah.
To do that. It's amazing to see him continuing to go on with his career. And he's, you know, he said in an interview recently that he's not letting go, and if he's solicited to do a film, he'll gladly continue. And it's just amazing to see all of the ideas he continues to have musically in all of the films. Like each one of these Star Wars films has such unique themes that really give each film its own kind of universe.
Yeah, and I know, like, you know, right, like you said, from the opening, da, 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 and then, of course, you know, you got the Imperial March and all these things. They really do bring us back to our childhood. I cannot wait to take it in. It's the Star Wars A New Hope. Once again, speaking with Francis Chouinard, and he will be joined by the Philharmonic Orchestra on February 15th and February 16th at the Jubilee Auditorium. We can't wait to see you down there, and thanks for taking the time to chat with our listeners about the event.
Thank you for having me.